It's Monday, March 2nd, and welcome to Higher IQ. Last week, two of the biggest gym companies in America reported earnings on the same day. Planet Fitness, where a membership costs $10 a month, posted weaker growth and higher cancellation rates than expected. Lifetime, where a membership costs over $300, saw revenue jump 12%, with members spending more than ever. Same industry, same quarter, completely opposite stories about whether Americans are doing okay. Also today, scientists just mapped 7 million cells across 21 organs and discovered that your body doesn't age randomly. It ages on a schedule. Let's get into it. On paper, the fitness industry looks great. Both companies are growing, both are adding locations, and Planet Fitness added 1.1 million new members last year alone. But look closer, and the two companies are telling completely different stories because they're not really in the same business. Lifetime is selling a third place: childcare, co-working space, pool, spa, restaurant. The workout is almost incidental. These are people with enough disposable income that a $300 gym membership is a lifestyle decision, not a financial one. And they're spending even more on top of it: personal training, spa treatments, meals at the in-house restaurants. Planet Fitness is selling something more interesting, which is the idea of going to the gym. At $10 a month, the price is low enough that canceling feels like more effort than just letting it ride. And that's by design. You can sign up for Planet Fitness online in about 2 minutes. But to cancel, you either have to visit your home location in person or send a certified letter through the mail. At $10 a month, most people look at that and think it's not worth the hassle. The company has essentially found the price point where inertia beats intention. Planet Fitness has nearly 19 million members spread across about 2,500 locations. If every member showed up 4 times a week, the average location would be over its physical capacity during all operating hours. The model depends on most members paying and not coming. One analysis found that during peak hours, a typical location has about 50 to 60 people working out. Do the math on 19 million members, and that means the vast majority are paying for a gym they rarely or never use. Planet Fitness even serves free pizza on the first Monday of every month and free bagels on the second Tuesday. That's not a contradiction. That's the brand telling you exactly what it is. There's a problem, though. Planet Fitness's model was built for a world where most members don't show up. But Gen Z is actually going to the gym. Surveys from the fitness organization Les Mills found that the share of adults who report going to the gym regularly has been climbing, and younger members are driving a lot of that increase. More people showing up means more wear on equipment, more staffing needs, more operational cost, all at a price point of $10 a month. Planet Fitness is a subscription that works best when the product goes unused and a generation of members is starting to use it. So what you're looking at with these two companies is not just a gap between rich and poor. It's two completely different bets on what the American consumer is willing to pay for. Lifetime is betting that wealthy Americans will keep spending on premium experiences that make their lives feel curated and efficient. Planet Fitness is betting that everyone else will keep paying $10 a month out of inertia. Both bets have worked for years. But when Planet Fitness starts seeing higher cancellation rates, it means that even $10 a month is becoming a decision for some households. This pattern is showing up everywhere right now. Bank of America published data in February showing that higher income consumers' spending grew 2.5% year over year in January, while lower income spending grew 0.3%. Airlines are racing to build out luxury cabins, while fast food chains lean harder on value meals. Economists have been calling it a K-shaped economy, where the top line of the K keeps going up and the bottom keeps drifting sideways or down. The reason it's hard to see is that overall consumer spending still looks healthy. GDP grows, retail numbers hold up, and the headline says the economy is fine. But that growth is being powered almost entirely by the top. The bottom isn't crashing, but it's not participating in the growth either. It's the economic equivalent of a class average pulled up by a few high scores. And when a $10 gym membership starts to feel optional, that tells you something about where the floor is. Scientists just published the most detailed map ever made of how the body ages, and the biggest surprise is that aging isn't the slow, chaotic breakdown most of us assume it is. A team at Rockefeller University examined nearly 7 million individual cells from 21 different organs in mice at three life stages: young adult, middle-aged, and elderly. They identified over 1,800 distinct cell subtypes and tracked how the populations of those cells changed over time. The study was published in Science last week. And here's a wild detail. The entire atlas was generated by a single graduate student using an optimized technique, a project that would normally require dozens of labs. What they found challenges a basic assumption most people have about getting older. We tend to think of aging as random wear and tear, like a car rusting. A knee goes bad, then your blood pressure creeps up, then something happens with your cholesterol. Unrelated problems accumulating over time. But the data shows something different. About a quarter of all cell types undergo significant population shifts with age, and many of those shifts happen in sync across completely different organs. Your lungs and your kidneys and your muscles are changing in parallel, as if they're receiving instructions from the same source. The team traced those signals to immune molecules called cytokines, chemical messengers that circulate in the blood and appear to coordinate aging across the entire body. And the coordination isn't uniform. Roughly 40% of the aging-related changes they found were different between males and females. Female mice showed much broader immune activation during aging, which the researchers speculate could help explain why women experience higher rates of autoimmune diseases. Men and women don't just age at different rates. According to this data, they age through different biological programs. The same body, running different software. If aging is coordinated by shared signals rather than happening independently in each organ, then theoretically, you could modulate those signals and slow aging across multiple systems at once. We've been fighting age-related diseases one at a time: a statin for the heart, a screening for cancer, a cognitive test for the brain. This research suggests that approach might be like playing whack-a-mole when you could be turning down the thermostat. And it's not just a research question. Right now, most people's experience of healthcare after 50 is a series of disconnected appointments with disconnected specialists who rarely talk to each other. Cardiologist on Tuesday, endocrinologist on Thursday, neurologist next month, each one treating their organ as if it exists in isolation. If aging is actually one coordinated process, the most effective intervention might not be a better heart drug or a better cancer screening. It might be something upstream, something that slows the shared signal before it reaches any individual organ. This is a mouse study, though, not a human one, and mouse aging doesn't translate perfectly. The cytokine intervention is still a hypothesis. No drugs have been tested, and the atlas, while massive in cells, comes from 32 mice. The researchers themselves call it a starting point, but it's a starting point that reframes the question. Instead of asking why does this specific organ fail, it asks what if aging itself is the disease and the individual breakdowns are just symptoms. An economy that looks healthy until you realize the growth is coming from one end of the income spectrum. A body that looks like it's falling apart until you zoom in and find a schedule. Once you see the system, you start to see where the levers are. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.